environments and beings there within coming into existence is dependent upon the mind itself. It is explained on the basis of whether the subdued mind and an unsubdued mind. It is because of this subdued mind and an unsubdued mind which give rise to the environment and being within the environment.
所以，这，心迷，那个决定，就给心机，你搞了心困难了的，就往这心迷些的，今天咱们就心困难了的，就往这身上头，他得了病，没事给个做，等他起不有把劲，写出来的写了开心不了事。So
there are very profound meaning, not only that the environment and the being within the environments coming into being because of the mind, but rather it says it is mere the mind that produces the environment and the beings within the environment. So therefore, understanding of mind is extremely important. So how we can really explain here then the environment and the beings within the environment coming into being from the mere one's own mind? As here now, it is the environment as being within the environments coming into being mere from the mind is dependent upon the way of thinking of the sentient beings, way of the thinking of the sentient beings. And speaking about the way of thinking, it is based on the different way of thinking which give rise to the action that enables one to accumulate karma, whether it's the virtuous or the non-virtuous karma. It is because of this accumulations of the two different kinds of karma which then give rise to the beings to take a rebirth within the six realms.
Semgi le sem zangi tone le zangi tone jiwa zangi tela den den dibu zangi singi da den de ji le nge ba no ten ki ba no ten de sam da on da na ja jun de ngara zu ni ja ni ja ni ma ni ma so wa ji dang to song da ma yin na sem ji bu ji na ra yin gi de wo ye de wa ji sem chu de wa ji na ra yin gi be dong ye ye de wa ji ara zu mi sin ni ma ni ma gi mi ji ji dang to ne
It is because of this varieties of the mentality which accumulates actions or the karma, whether it is positive or negative. It is then this will proceed to the rebirth, whether it is a positive rebirth or negative rebirths, or the positive result or the negative results, dependent upon what kind of karma that one have accumulated. So here, if we were to take a very, if we were to take a metaphor of one's own daily experience, one's own day-to-day experience, of how the positive cause that give rise to the positive result, and how the negative cause that give rise to the negative result here. If we were to look at our own experience, our day-to-day life, here, if one's mind is in a state of calm, that means the calmness of that particular mind does not coming into being from nowhere, but it has its own causes and conditions. Similarly, when one's if we examine one's mind, and if you experience your mind is somewhat distracted or something that has become unstable, which means again this distractedness and unstability of the particular mind does not come into from nowhere, but rather it has its own causes and conditions. So we can experience, experience ourselves by judging one's own actions. For instance, when one's mind is not stable, rather it is distracted. And on the basis of these distractions, if one engages in certain actions through body, even a speech and so forth, then these actions will not be perfect. On the basis of distraction of one's mind, if one really engages in actions, let's take a very simple action that we are preparing tea. It is because of the distraction, you may use a salt, you know, instead of sugar. So whatever the actions that you may do when your mind is completely distracted, then everything that you, everything that you do, that your deeds or actions will not be excellent. So we can, you know, really demonstrate that by one's own experience, when one's mind is in a very calm state, and whatever that action that one may engage in that particular time, on the basis of this the mental calmness, then the actions will, your deeds will become so smooth, and it will, you'll be able to accomplish it as you wish, and you'll be able to accomplish even though that particular the process of action may take, in reality, it may take a longer period of time. Because it is because of your focus and your calmness of your mind, you will be able to complete that particular actions, within a very short period of time. So then here, when we speak about the pleasurable experience or the suffering, experience of suffering or the pleasurable experience, there are majorly the two divisions. Primarily, there are two divisions. One is the pleasurable experience of body, and the pleasurable experience of mind. So if one is experiencing a pleasurable, you know, if one is, you know, going through a pleasurable experience of body or through of body, yet at the same time, if one's mind is distracted, if one's mind is not in a calm state, and regardless of how much comfort the physically that you may have accomplished at the moment, but you are not a really happy person. On the contrary, if your mind is in a very calm state and very stable, even though you're going through some kind of physical pain and unpleasurable experiences, you're still a happy person. This indicates that because the acuteness of those pleasurable or the suffering really indicates that whatever, you know, whether it is pleasurable or this is unpleasurable experiences, it is really dependent upon our own mind. The mental pleasurable and mental, you know, suffering is a more acute than the physical pleasurable or physical suffering.
Ta jiden yonda jiden gi kage china sindela me penjo ya boyona chibore sendo sindela ya kida chimbo yona chibore sendo tinde mi yongu yes ima yena shinju ya bo chiba yena ju chimbo tetela simla kange shuchi ayos ju ju chimbo tiji de ladon ro ya gi sinde ani ju de dawo jamo to ya sinde ju de kuma shoya gi sinde ati de gi ma wo yewa chiba yena simla kange de shuchi ayos ta na yi jidin din nan zamin lin de la be kida chimbo nu mi ya bo yongi ji yin be yena de la pa bi nyinga chi ya de la sunju chi gu ngi ati de gi ne da ma bo ji som dang du ko ka su re kang ye de shu chen de na ba ji ma zu se bo ji som ka de xin ju ya bo ji ba yena ra chue ji re
si so generally in our mundane way of looking at our human existence, we consider that someone who has more position or someone who is more wealthy is said to be a happier person. This is what we, this is our way of propounding the happiness or or the blissful experiences. However, if you really analyze very carefully, if one really try to go through a very critical scrutiny, then people who have those positions, the wealthier, have more mental suffering than someone who do not possess those wealth. The people who have the wealth, they have a multiple, you know, sort of sufferings, mental sufferings, such as have a suffering, the fear of losing their wealth, and fear of not being able to protect their wealth, and fear of someone who will compete your position or your wealth. So those are all, in reality, it's all, you know, belongs to within the category of sufferings in the context of Buddhism. And similarly, we have a belief, we have a tendency of believing that someone who is very famous will be a happier person. But that is what we, in a deep down, that's what we believe. However, a person who is really famous is not in a very happy state. If you look at the person who is very famous, need a lot of bodyguard. Why? That really indicates there's some more danger. since there is more danger to his or her life, and he or she has more suffering mentally.
Tendri inzane, tadigbe chodonro shiwayna. Tsindigi jubenjo go toni, susu simla shide, dewa yandaba te mituba. Tadaji tsindigi tam nindra go toni, susu simla dewa yabuji te mituba. Tetang uyuni chadiris. Tigata kitchen rachaja dinimaima. Uyuni tutoni chim samlamayina.
So in brief, it's just because of the accumulation of wealth. And similarly, retaining the names and fame and so forth would not really give rise to happiness. It will not really enable one to become a happier person. That is period. We will not be able to, in reality, we will not be able to really accept such an individual who has more wealth, who is more renowned, and someone who is famous and wealthy cannot be a happier. So to the large extent, our mental suffering is not really created by the external phenomena or the material phenomena, but rather our mental suffering is really created by our own mind. And in order to counteract that suffering, it needs to be counteracted by applying an antidote, which is also a nature of mind. Because this suffering of mind cannot be overcome by the external or the material means, but rather it needs to be overcome on the basis of transformation of one's own mind.
Sim korangi sono tandanji ki toni ani kangi seya ki thalam te chego yinzani tande kasore paden da tabe simi simgi pe kwa jide na nyu jide na chu ki simi samal ga simla teni chuwa re sedela ko ju chimo yede wachi tebe namba san ji be tadu de te chagyures.
So therefore, it is the mental suffering must be eradicated by the shifting one's way of thinking. And it is through the transformation of one's way of thinking one will be able to achieve happiness. So it is therefore the Chandrakriti has stated that all phenomena such as environment and the beings within the environment are the product of one's own mind.
That is Naranzu, Namba Sanji, Timba, Sanji Jumdindia, Simgin Juala, Tin, Sanji Kumotobaimba. Tinichi on the Munichigurus. The Cheva Najing, Naranzu, T. Jizun Jungi, Bichani, and Sanji Rangi, Lamdu Naja, the Langazu Shimjucia Kitimimba, Yanija Kitimimba.
So similarly, the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni in particular, who became a Buddha through through the transformation of his or her, his mind. It is not the Buddha who is already enlightened primordially. Buddha was, enlightened right from the beginning, but rather Buddha became the enlightened being. It is again through the transformation of his own mind. So we, as a follower of the Buddha's footstep, it is our duty to follow the path that is shown by the Buddha, and it is we should take an opportunity of really examine the path that is shown by the Buddha and then take it into a practice which will then lead oneself to the culmination of the spiritual realizations. So it is the one particular philosophy or the tenets which propounds all environments and the beings within the environments are the product of one's own mind. And this kind of tenets or the philosophy is only found in Buddhism. It is a very uncommon philosophical tenet that can only find within the Buddhist within the Buddhism.
That is the Chunda Chigo Ninga Ruta Tenda Chunda Singi Chinang Chunda Mubo Yivinani Tanda Kazubabeta Chiribu Chunda Shibu Shiadia Chiribu Chunda Namjati Junzi Yanda Tony Yimba the Maimba Susan Namju Tony Tigua the Shirakitim Chaguris.
So therefore, the particular subject matter here today that I will be explaining is the tenet, is a philosophical tenet. And when it comes to the tenets, there are of two different kinds that one need to know about. Is one is the Buddhist philosophical tenets and one is the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, particularly referring to the ancient Indian philosophical tenets, non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, of course. And so at this particular time that we will be going through the non-Buddhist ancient Indian philosophical tenets. The reason why we are going through this non-Buddhist ancient Indian philosophical tenets is to really to examine their proponents and their way of accepting the nature of phenomena. And it really opens your mind to really to examine the way they accept the nature of phenomena or the way they accept the existence of the phenomena. So that you can then later compare their acceptance of the nature of phenomena to the nature of phenomena accepted by the Buddhist philosophical tenets.
Tunda mindawa mambu yoya yoya ki jita diya sim tuwa ima. Sim ki tamja da masona, kine da masona, ti mindawa yongi tunda cha diya rima to chi zu jingi naba chigi tunda cha diya chigi xie yama rasi. Taya minza tunda ya, tunda koran ya bia chigi sim tunda yon diya chigi ratu ya cha diya rasi.
So different kind of philosophical tenets coming into being again because of the different kinds of mentality on inclinations and mental dispositions of the sentient beings. It is because of the variety of the mental dispositions or the spiritual inclinations, the different kinds of the philosophical tenets coming into being.
Cousin Kali.
Cousin Dubda Toya Maharaj.
Ah.
Tumsi Chishesh na and Jemandagan Salamimba. You all have this book, the Tenet book. It is cutting through appearance.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That is it. That is the
So today's subject matter will be the philosophical tenets, the tenet.
Menjung Tsoni, Kangatibara, Kangatibara.
It is on page 145.
Menjung Tsoni, Kangatibu, Ninji, Twiji, Shibiju. Nundu Chugu Zimari Yonchi, Tundi Namja, Namji, Chununji, Tunda Namji, Chununji, Tinle, Loudin Namdu Jambi, Mudi, Chibata Jeber, Jesse Dinji, Chiunjumo, Tuan Modu Sojin Jal, said Sigi Tenda, Dudu Shiva Nata, So Ni said the Sunaman to the Jiso Nijane, Digin Dibu, any Sanji Koma Tourist, Sanji Koma Tobe. Toba in San Jigula, Niji Chimurangi, two Niji Muyuba in the Tuji, and Tundanamaji, Namu Tundanamaji, Yondeva, the Samolabe, San Jigomotubi, Ta San Jigomot, Tundu Yuba Chiba Inba, Tinel Labting, Namu Jambi, Tindigi, Tundanamaji, Tadu Tony, Mediki Tunda Pambachiba, at the Disney Center.
The observance will read through this verse. It says that the snowy mountains of Buddhas, the marvelous collections of the merits and the wisdom, was melted by the warmth of his compassion. The stem gathered in the circles on the earth of spontaneous truth body and split it into the rivers of the four schools of the tenets. So, the brief explanation of this particular verse is the Buddha who actually possessed, who completed the merits of what we call the wisdom accumulation of merits and accumulation of insight, which give rise to the resultant state of two Buddha's body. And it is through this accomplishment, Buddha then, you know, through his own compassion, given a particular teachings, the different kinds of teachings on the different kinds of philosophical tenets, to suit the variety of the mental inclinations and spiritual dispositions of the individuals.
Jevi jasap vivang gumbota, jevi chera tigdun jambeya, jevi lundin luru tome shap, jeva yase chela, jeva niba yase chela ndu, kanji tona china, chida nangi, tembi chebara, kun tong shing, ranjang kibin dunsa, tadu mawa choki tujunzi, mwata trabe padin karbu, sune chivu drinchepar, Raji Trunti Trunti Dininjela, Kiva Sushi, Simba, Torus. Tadi Chidan Kazore, Mubuluda, Namasolani, Chiba Jibachi. Kaji Tona said the Trunti Tobaina, and the Chinanga Trunti Chiba Chituba. Telatini, and you knew Ramjana Kiba Joa. Ah, Telatini Kazoreda Trabi Padinkabu, Tintuba, Raji Trundala Kiba Chiba.
Then the next verse is verse that salutation verse to the Nagarjunas and other, you know, great masters. It says the successive waves of his deeds extended into a space in the childlike borders were frightened and made the chief of subduer, the great lake. Manasaurus, the harbor of millions of the conquerors, children who are hooded at dragon's privil, and obeisance to the great of the conquerors, the undaunted protector, the union of all the wisdoms of the conquerors, Manjugoka, to the Honorable Nagarjuna Asanga, who were prophesied by the conqueror, and to the second conquerors, Tsongkhapa and his spiritual sons, Gesabji and Kedubji.
Dorsa, Tichir Dambi Leshi Kunduni, Rana Kewanyana, Jizunshir, Tumdi Namja, Dodu Jebarcha, Loza Dunitan Kubinu, Seta Matam Jechi.
So next verse is to promise. It is to promise to compose the text. Promise of the composition of the text. It says, if a presentation of the tenets is understood, one sees all the different attributes of the outer and non-Buddhist, in other words, and inner in the Buddhist teaching, and texts on the aspect of the best of propounders among countless scholars. What wise person who casts aside the effort of differentiate the principles of our own and others' tenets, and a white banner known to be a marvelous race by an unbiased being.
Tenya tindi nyeba da kurti tsizu cheba la mitashin ta tindi togu tamzun la mitashin ini rawa tundu nyewe kaza ki dame be tawa namda kundu chibi tala be gu des kandu tunda taya di zogu da tundi ini ji dame ki dame be tuya namda ji ini to tuya ki chidu yungu da gu gu re desun se.
Sorry, I forgot to read the next verse. Therefore, the considering all the good explanations of the excellent beings, I will briefly put forth the presentation of the tenets in order to provide for those who lost and are similar to mind, and those who seek clear understanding should listen respectfully. So then, let's go to the next paragraph. Moreover, the person who are not looking for a material goods and respect in this life, nor for a poetry, but who seek liberation from the depth of their hearts, must work at the means of understanding the correct way of selflessness.
Samutawa da tena, jamba da ninji da, janjuji simla, chizan kumba chizan dunginji tawa tuni jima minimi shiro os, ta samu osa ku juzi kazna, te tuyan toba la, hajan kale kawo yuba. Loda dawa dini, tigi tuyan la shiba chia, te to tuyagi, tawa la beguba inza, saba. Le lawa jini shi tuyji ina, saba maris. Be kale kawo shi ujin be, riba dini be, kale mabu jani shi goa inza, saba. Tawa si tonyiro, watini isa.
So for no matter how much you have internalized love, compassion, and altruistic aspiration to enlightenment, if you are without the profound view of selflessness, you are unable to remove the root of suffering. So here, the profound view, the profound here really refers to a phenomenon that is something that is very obscure. You know, we shouldn't think of the when we speak of the profound, we shouldn't think of something that is marvelous, but something that can be grasped onto it very easily. But rather, this particular profound here really refers to the very obscurity of the phenomena. So this obscurity of phenomena must be understood on the basis of correct view. One must first have this correct view that understands the profoundness. It refers to the selflessness. And so this profound phenomena can be understood on the basis of a lot of reasonings and studies and contemplations and meditations.
Then the garan la ziwa ina namba sanji bi chugi nyamne chi ya ga to toni yanda bi ta to ya chi janju sim go ya de ni ani ni ji
So if you really look at this and examine yourself and this particular the paragraph, which really talks about importance of understanding, importance understanding profound view, which is understanding the selflessness or emptiness, and then importance of cultivating bodhicitta, altruistic intention, to gain state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other beings, and then importance of cultivating compassion. So those are known as the essence of the teachings of the Buddha. Entire teachings of the Buddha can be encapsulated within those three elements of the path: wisdom, realizing emptiness, bodhicitta, and compassions. So then, this essential part of the teachings of the Buddha, if you look at the essential part of the teachings of the Buddha, you would again really see here that everything, the practice that is mentioned in this particular subject, is really dependent upon our own mind. The wisdom needs to be generated on the basis of understanding one's mind. Bodhicitta must be generated on the basis of understanding one's mind. Compassion is generated on the basis of understanding one's own mind. So therefore, it is for this reason that everything that we do really dependent upon our own mind.
Ta ngaranzula kangen tingi ra dungen tingi kangen tingi ki rik samalo simsen chungdiwa. Kazina chada mozong ki jujine ngadu dungen tiba yinza tebe simsen dewa chade simgi. Simgi ta kajis manduvicha. Sim manduvicha jinza sim chade yuris. Tela kange seyagi talam tangi shiwa naji ngenjo chanda yantabi tawa sumbo tiyan simgi juju tamara tini chondiwa yinza kange ya zungi ya sim chakde yuri kange sengi ya sim chade yuris. Tinza nanja juni ngarazu misin nangi kange seyagi tiyan simgi juju jil tini seyagi wajji rajingi chade yuri ratu yuris.
So all of this, the suffering coming into being because of our own mind. And then again, the elimination of those suffering, again, is cultivated on the basis of our own mind. Just as we mentioned earlier, that all of those elements of the path, such as wisdom, realizing emptiness, compassion, and bodhicitta, are the real remedy for overcoming of our suffering, the mental sufferings. So therefore, from each angle, if you look at the practice of the Buddhism, Buddha Dhamma, it's always, regardless of how much vast and profound that you may go and you may really scatter it, but if you really, carefully look at this teachings of the Buddha, and at a final analysis, all of this will be converged upon one's own mind, within the mind, sorry.
Ta mahombala ngana su sanji kumbang siyake, sanji siyake tsidiyan, simdan dewa yidengi. Simgi juyen tamji sangba, ani yundiyan tamji jeba, dirijila ni sanji si mingtawa yinza, simgi rangyin, nyumu tuzun da treni, tsame zuyene, degi beji, chidanyu ngonzo totubin, nivakadu pewa yinayatini, sanje seyde ming togo yisdeni, ta tamalbe, ta judan rivu tamalbe, senitin yondewaji chaga yirisi.
So similarly, if you look at the state of Buddhahood, Let's take a state of Buddhahood, of one's own state of Buddhahood in the future. In other words, the resultant Buddhahood. And the state of enlightenment that is to be accomplished by ourselves in the future. And that too is, you know, clearly related to one's own mind. Because to becoming Buddha, to become oneself as a Buddha, one need to understand the nature of one's own mind. And it is through the understanding of one's nature of one's mind, one can dissect all those negative thoughts and emotions that actually pollutes one's own nature of one's mind. It is through the dissection of, the complete dissection of our negative thoughts and emotions, and one will able to eliminate the nature of one's mind and gain the state of enlightenment. And so therefore, both resultant state and as well the causal state of Buddhahood is again dependent upon our own mind.
Tati yinbati jitsongaba chimbu sunala nilu tobin shira midena ngenjun janju sinla komcheja sibi tsawa chubar minubi deshi tenre tobe talabi sunya tsi tigarangi ni tenda ten tuguris.
So then therefore the Lama Tsongkhapa stated in the three principal aspect of the path where he stated that if you do not have the wisdom realizing the way things realizing the way things are, in other words, the actual mode of existence of things and event, even though you have developed a thought definitely to live sacred existence, as well as the altruistic intention, the root of sacred existence cannot be cut.
Jisata nilu top is that nilu said la toni.
So therefore it says, if you do not have the wisdom realizing the way things are, you're referring to, the way things here refers to the emptiness. In other words, in a literal translation of this particular verse in the, from Tibetan, is if you do not have the wisdom realizing the actual mode of existence of things and event, then regardless of other method aspects of the path that you have developed, such as compassion, bodhicitta, and so forth, but this will not become, will not be able to cut the root of sacred existence. So in order to cut the root of sacred existence, or in order to cut the root of samsara, one need to understand how things really are. It is through the understanding of how things really are, one can eliminate the misconceptions. It is through the elimination of misconceptions, one will cut the root of sacred existence. So therefore, in order to accomplish or to achieve the wisdom that understanding how things really are, the skill, the methods and skillful means which lead oneself to understand how things really are is the understanding of dependent originations. The dependent originations will become a core, you know, methods or skillful means for one to generate wisdom that understands emptiness.
Jesus, the Tavi Kosa Pamba. The Metraki remaining by Chivisir, Rajin Jutundi, Namja, Dodu Jibala Nisun, Tinsata, the Tavi Kosa Pamba, the T said the Tendig Tatis, Ra Tava Tava Korsas, Tava Loba Pantis, Tava Loba Pant, Tava Yanta, but Nitugris, the Tavi Kosa Pamba dance, the Riji Dwajana.
Yes, So then the next the paragraph which is the cyclic existence cannot be cut, therefore work at the means of realizing dependent arisings. Hence, in order to remove faulty views and to delineate the generation of the coarse and the subtle selflessness, I will give a brief explanation of our own and other persons, others' presentation of tenets. This explanation has two parts, in general teachings and the detailed explanations.
That is it. Tā dāmbu kāsukura shirīvī tūnda kī namjā dōdhū shīgī tūwa tī jīlā nī nāmbī tūnda shīyānta nāmbī tūnda shīvī kādūla āngā tū tēndēgī tūnda tī shē chōgurī nī shirīvī tūnda tī tāng dāmbu shīyārī tī nā tī māshī ngī ngā ngā tū sūjī tū chūna.
So now before we go through, it is a custom, before we go through the explanation of the tenets, the Buddhist tenets, we first go through the non-Buddhist tenets, explanation of non-Buddhist tenets. So when we come back from our tea break, so then we will be going through the explanation of non-Buddhist philosophical tenets.
Ta dambo jitten ba jira de shiba wo sun da jidang ki tunda se kandi ba de la jitten ba se ta tunda su 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 de ba shi ndu jira shi ba se de sun sare. Tā tāmbōne, tāmbōne trūntā shībī tāni rāngzū māyīn tēs, trūntā sīyā kī mīng tī, tā kā tā ngā tū sūyā chū tēlī mārī sāngjī kī sūng nī chūngā, lūng nī chūngā chī rē yē sūng tē sūng yī sār.
So here says our own and others' tenets in general. The expression tenets in English, Dukta in Tibetan, and Siddhanta, it's an actual original language, Sanskrit language, which Dukta is translated, the source of the Dukta, the translation, direct translation from Sanskrit to Tibetan, Siddhanta. It is not my own fabrication because it has mentioned in the Buddha's scriptures.
Tā sāngjī kī nūng lī kāntī sūng wā tā lāngkār shībā lī yās, tā lāngkār shībā tī sāngjī kī sūng jī jāni, tī kī nī ngā yī chū sū yu ngā sē tī sāngjī kī ngī sāngjī kī chū sū tī rā nī yu lī yā sūng nī tēn bā tā nī tūntā wā sū shībā nam lā tēn bā shī nēn jō bā tā tūntā wā shī sūng bā tā rā sī rā tā chū sū nī bā kā rī sī nī tēn bā tā tūntā sī rā wā tū nāmbā tā nāmbī tūntā chībā yu lī sī nāmbā yu nāmbā tūntā yu ngū mā nāmbā tūntā yu nā nāmbā yu ngū gu yu rī tī nī kī chībā yu tā tēmbā tā tūntā nī yā rī sī.
So which scriptures that here we are talking about when we said it's not my own fabrication because it was mentioned in the Buddha's scriptures? The scripture here refers to a descent into Lanka Sutra. In other words, it is in the long name for this particular sutra is Lanka Avatara, the Sutra of Lanka Avatara. It says, my doctrine has two modes, advice and tenets. And to children, I speak advice, and to yogis, tenets. So here, advice and tenets, why it says that advice and tenets is when we speak about the tenets, and we have to make sure that it is important to make a distinction between the Buddhist tenets and the Buddhist practitioner. It is not necessarily someone who is a Buddhist practitioner, it's the thought of Buddhist philosophical tenets. So you have to make a distinction between the two.
That's around the Tenpa Sedila. Tenpa Sedila, Sanjay Tenpa Sedila. And Chidanta, Sanjay Tenpa. You are almost shared in and do Dunishiba and Lundoga Tenpa Nil Kogurus, Lungi Tenpa Topi Tenpa Nila.
So when it comes to the teachings of the Buddha or the doctrines of the Buddha, one needs to understand in terms of two different the doctrines. In other words, the one is the scriptural teachings, and the then realizations. Realizations. There are two: the scriptural realization and scriptural teachings. So those are the known as the two different kinds of the doctrines of the Buddha.
Tadenza lungi temba sedi, tanga zamili na yonragi, yonragi shude yade lungi temba sedi, chuo jirijido, jido lava sumu siveres, ina yonragi, chuo jirijido sumu yes. Tendege chuo jirijido sumu yade, tanga lungi temba sedi res, lungi temba. Tegi juja, tegi tunda, ane lava sumu sedi, tobi temba shagores.
So now, if we were to go through briefly about what is meant by the scriptural teachings of the Buddha and the realizations of the Buddha. So here, in generally, when it comes to the scriptural teachings of the Buddha, there are 84,000 heaps of the doctrines. And this 84,000 heaps of the doctrines is said to be the scriptural teachings of the Buddha. And someone who actually engaged in the practice and meditation on the meaning of those 84,000 heaps of the doctrines is said to be someone who is an upholder of the teachings of the Buddha, and who have gained through this, who have gained the knowledge, an experiential knowledge derived from those 84,000 heaps of the doctrines, what are known as the three high trainings of morality, high trainings of concentration, and high trainings of the wisdom is said to be the teachings of the realizations. So you see there are two distinctions: one is the scriptural teachings, and one is the teachings of the realizations.
Then the Lungi Temba Lungi Temba Suzu Biji Yela Suzu Rangi Zimba Yela Peva Shibaina Lungi Temba Tobi the Zimbaris Tudai Chivaki Marisco Ujozula Yishiki Tibu Tony and then Lundo Temba Karun Zimbajila and Tobi Temba Zins Laguris Temba Tansia to Latinijakuris.
So here in the scriptural knowledge, scriptural teachings of the Buddha, is someone who upholds those 84,000 heaps of the doctrines or the teachings, and through one's own understanding of this 84,000 heaps of the doctrines, if one teaches this 84,000 heaps of the doctrines to the others, is said to be the upholder of the scriptural teachings of the Buddha.
Chumta saidi, kunjo sumla yisi ki teba yubi toni, ene ranang tadur ki toni ya, namja xieyong du, chumta saidi chadu gore si. Chita, tenpa tenne chumta o si la du, jiba namla tenpa si la du, jiba saidi, chita, jiba saidi, kundu bu chungju la jiba saidi kogu yoldi, tanda nyekabu ki jiba saidi,
So when we speak about upholder of the doctrines of the upholder of the teachings of the Dharma or teachings of the Buddha, they are of two kinds. One who is whose mind is affected by the philosophical tenets. Another who is not affected, in other words, who is not really gone through the studies of the philosophical tenets, who merely taking refuge in rituals from the depth of his or her own hurt, and to engaging in the practice of the teachings given by the Buddha, such as the 84,000 hymns of the doctrines, is said to be the someone who is whose mind is not affected by the philosophical tenets, who actually upholds the teachings of the Buddha. And there is another kind of the individual who's upholding the teachings of the Buddha Dhamma through the understanding of philosophical tenets, philosophy, in other words, the Buddhist philosophical tenets. So therefore, here when it said, my doctrine has two modes, advice and tenets. To the children, I speak advice, and to yogis, tenet. So here, in this particular context, the children does not really refer to it, to the actually, you know, a child or the naive children, but rather who do not understand what is meant by emptiness, who do not really understand, whose mind is not really affected by the philosophical tenets. And that is what the children here really refers to. And then the yogi here refers to the someone whose mind is affected by the philosophical tenets. So yogi, here in Tibetan term for yogi is Neljur. Neljur here really refers to someone who engages in the practice to gain the realizations, spiritual realizations. And then that particular spiritual realization must be derived through the listening of the teachings and contemplation of the meaning of the teachings, which then proceeded to the meditation, actual meditation of the meaning of the teachings, is said to be the Neljur or the yogis. So etymology of the yogi, and the Tibetan term for yogi is Neljurpa, is actually a practitioner of the Dhamma.
Then that Neljurpa la thunda shi, then Neljurpa de thunda rana ki tadugi nyamne chingi. Tini chal kogor. Chida nyamne chaya de la nyamu thuto nyamne chingi yori. Thegi bin nyamu nyamne chingi yori. Dhamma nyamu chaya chogor. Himba yena tani nega ki nyamne chaya de thunda rana ki tadugi.
So this, in this particular context, the yogi here really refers to the individual who is actually engaging in the practice of the Dharma on the basis of understanding of philosophical tenets, the different philosophical tenets. Because if you really look at in general, when it comes to the practice of the Dhamma, it doesn't necessarily that one needs to engage in one's practice on the basis of understanding of philosophical tenets.
Ta tunda rana ki tadu la jansi du tunda rana ki yunu la tusam chikur. Pena nambi tunda yena nambi tunda ki nambi yungi nambi yunu la kalsi ba de suju nyamne chia. Tegi suna chika zore. Ima da mai me namja shikoya. Ta na jin shiru ba tunda yena shiru shiru ba karan suki. Ni yunu yel yo chokro ta chiru beten ju tini la pe tusa nyamne chine tegi ten la pa jaya ki tuyente suju nyamne chia tini chila tunda sego gores.
So the tenet here must, you know, either with this the Buddhist tenets or the non-Buddhist tenets, you know, this needs to be understood on the basis of someone who is engaging in the practice of whose practice engagement of whose the practice must be on the basis of understanding of one particular tenets, either it is non-Buddhist philosophical tenets or the Buddhist philosophical tenets. Someone who is engaging in the practice on the basis of understanding of Buddhist philosophical tenets is said to be the proponent of the Buddhist philosophical tenets. And someone who is engaging in the practice on the basis of non-Buddhist philosophical tenets is said to be the proponent of the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets.
Tambone junur tida nje ba tunda shisu ba taro te ya kazala yena tundilu majuwa da tundilu juwa oso ta tundilu maju se kar se tangi shiwa na ji yunu la majambar mata maje be lo linji ji tindi dewa tam tundi ni wa che ba oso ta tundilu majuwa modu shiba do cha do.
So the explanation that we will find in that the next paragraphs, it says further there are two types of persons, those whose mind have not been affected by the tenets and those whose mind have been affected by tenets. It says, and those whose mind have not been affected by the tenets seek only the pleasure of the life within the innate awareness that since they have never studied a systematic presentation, neither investigates nor analyzes.
Nibane tundilu juba sing garisna yunru la jante yilam dresum ji namja rangi longru tribu chu lunda ripe lamne mawa cheba te tundi dashi ja da dindu ji lane tundilu juba sing de yawre sun.
And then the next it says those whose mind have been affected by tenets have studied some system such that within the citing scriptures and reasonings they propound a way of establishing a presentation of the three basis, path and the fruits, which establish for the perspective of their own understanding through not necessarily true in fact.
Tati yinza, tata ngaranzu nani su simla ya shimjuchin ta tundilo juwa de resha ma juwa de resha su simla shimjuchin na ti yagu yorisi ratu yala pinto chimu yorisi.
So it is very helpful that now since we know there are two kinds of practitioners, one's mind is affected, have been affected by the tenets, and one is not affected by the tenets, can be known by one's own experience, whether your practice, the individual's practice, the way of your practice is affected by the tenets or it is not affected by the tenets.
Then another samalo kudilo jamba yenanda majamba yenanda samalo ki tumogi yamne karzina deva dugure kudilo majangi jina deva dugure.
So whether your mind is affected by the tenets or not, but what is the common objective for our practice overall is our common objective of our practice is to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings.
Chibarde ina dewa tila ani rik chejong ring dam na mambu yoy chokres ina nekap tam ki dewa chindi ki dewa chwa chimi dewa tartu ki dewa sila na ta dewa koran lwe pare roji diwa na rimu ja chokres.
So then again here when we speak about the achievement of happiness, and there are of many different kinds of happiness, happiness of temporary happiness and happiness of this lifetime alone, happiness of future life and ultimate happiness. So there are many different levels of the happiness.
Then negative deva samdamaina tudro simji zoyna negative deva ti tugres dogo dona kala sa shigre tsatsna lun san do shigre ta dego.
The seeking the temporary happiness is something that is not really unique. It is this kind of, the desire to have this, desire to achieve this kind, this level of happiness, and even animals have the same kind of desire to achieve this temporary happiness and overcome suffering, such as when they are hungry and they know how to search their food, and when they are thirsty, they know how to search the water to quench their thirst, and when they feel that the environment that is uncomfortable, they have an innate nature of innate desire of finding an environment that is conducive for them. So therefore, the finding or the having a desire of this level of happiness is not very unique way of looking at achievement of one's happiness.
Chida negao ki dewa tam tunni nyewa la kunjo sum la jisi ki teba nukwa tiri misi goya kiye maresi. Ta misi tam chindi ki dewa. Chindi ki dewa tunni nyewa la yata chino ki chikarzu, chino ki taru mambu toni chindi ki dewa tunni nyingi mambu yoy chokorisi, ya chokorisi. Tera misi ki tiki nambasan jimi kunjo sum la jisi dewa chi goya kiye maresi. Chiribi runa nalai be chindi la chibo ji dewa yongde ki mambu yoyorisi.
So then here, someone who is who long to achieve a temporary happiness doesn't require to really to take refuge in three jewels and engage in the practice of generation of bodhicitta and so forth. And similarly, if someone who is working in pursuit of achievement of happiness of this particular lifetime alone, again, doesn't need to take refuge in three jewels. Even without taking refuge in three jewels, there are numerous individuals who is engaging in a pursuit of one's own happiness of this particular lifetime without taking refuge in three jewels.
So that negao ki dewa da chinti ki dewa singi di kuruvi dewa res, kuruvi dewa. Ti dewa kazo re yanta pata puta wa kima res.
So temporary happiness and then the happiness of this lifetime alone is the happiness which is known as the samsaric happiness. It is not an excellent happiness.
Tanganzu dewa tuninyeti jewa chima tengi dewa tuninyeva yinza kowa jida nyensongi dungyena tani. Tele tandu loji ta yugu ta mata tele tandu loji yugu gurus. Tele tandu loji wa tela tene ni kujo sumla chi ishi ki deva chini. Ni chi deva tuni nyingi chi yungurus. Te kasu da temba tam tuni nyewa. Tunda maima chi.
So here, when we speak about achievement of happiness, in the Buddhist context, we're not talking about achievement of the temporary happiness, nor we are speaking about the happiness of this lifetime alone. But rather, the achievement of happiness in the Buddhist context is to a happiness of ultimate state of happiness, in other words, ultimate state of happiness or the lasting, everlasting state of happiness. So this happiness can be achieved through the proper understanding of nature of cyclic existence in general and the nature of the lower realms, existence of the lower realms in particular. And so it is through this understanding of the general understanding of the cyclic existence and the particular understanding of the and existence, nature of existence of the lower realms, one then takes refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart, which is based on the convinced faith, take refuge in three jewels and engaging in the practice. So again here, and this particular practice doesn't really necessarily be affected by his or her mind, is by philosophical tenets.
Bena pena yanda betawa tonyi de chinmalo toma toba yina yang ne gunjo sula isi ki teba da inje da chanju sim su su shiren ga yina be ten toba ji chwa yina ne ngi so ji mu ga de ro ji ya ki da jun ru ge res ten da ko chwa chim de wa te tu ge res te de ten gi de wa da tu tu ge ma de chin de gi de wa da chwa chim de wa te tu ge res
ni te ni kar si ya bus ya bus
pena yanda be tao ju la ma chwa yina ya
So, although that one may have not achieved wisdom that understanding ultimate nature of reality, or in other words, wisdom understanding emptiness, one can gain a certain level of happiness by cultivation of compassion and bodhicitta. However, this too, the happiness derived from this too, is not the ultimate state of happiness.
Tengi dewa togu yina, ta dewa tashu, dewa tse toju no te. Tengi dewa togu yina, tonyi yudon shinyi maluwa togu uris. Tonyi yudon shinyi maluwa toba la, tunda rang rangi, ta rugu namja, yunugu namja deji, majamba yina, tonyi yudon shinyi maluwa toba mutuba yinzani, tunda singi de yungu yata, tunda singi namja de chang uris.
So here, in order to achieve the everlasting happiness or the ultimate state of happiness or high form of happiness, in other words, and it is important to have a proper understanding, unmistaken understanding of emptiness. In other words, one's understanding of emptiness is devoid of erroneous thoughts or erroneous belief, in other words. So therefore, in order to do that, then one need to engage in the studies of the philosophical tenets. So each philosophical tenets have their own interpretations or their own explanation of ultimate nature of reality. So therefore, it is important for all of us as an individual to understand the proponent of the different philosophical Buddhist philosophical tenets.
That is, that chunda se du, when the chunda rangi yi namja, langi namja, duvi namja, mida mida yongur ta. Chire bu chunda namu chunda chiva jana ya chiva yongur. Chire bu chunda nalola chiva jana ya tindi chiva yongur. Namu chunda nalola ya tindi chiva yongur. Tindi yenda yilam dresu ke namja siya undu rangi yengi pe yunla, teba rangi yunla pe chunda chiva jana chadu gores.
So therefore, all of those philosophical tenets presents explains the basis, the practice of basis, path, and fruits. And each of those different philosophical tenets, such as within the non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, there are different ways of explaining the basis, path, and fruits. Similarly, we'll find within the Buddhist philosophical tenets, there are different ways of explaining the basis, path, and fruits.
Tendegi longo la tudia tele gain and rosa meva. Tanja tele gain and tele be ta yar segura ta tele gain and rosa mingila, tasigus, the tupta segi. Dashedojana triagores.
So dupta in Tibetan term for tenet, which composed of two syllables, dupta. So, and in Sanskrit word, it's a siddhanta. It's more in a lucid form, in other words. It's a follows as a tenet. So here, dup in the Tibetan term is established, and ta is a conclusion. So what is meant by established here is whatever that you think, your own understanding established within your mind. That is what is meant by established. In other words, you believe that you kind of, this is my belief. And this is my belief. And as you believe that, whatever that you believe, establish within the state of your own mind. And that is what is meant by dup. And ta, it is a conclusion. So you can accept beyond that. You can exceed your proponents beyond that. It's said to be the ta or dupta. It is translated in English as a tenet.
Trubi tatte ripi lungi rabdu tembar rangi ndeba trubaya trubani ta truba se deshe ndeba trubani es dile parayan ruwa mebe na tao shesumba tar nuri karong la teni taji ji trubam tamjibi tuyo teni rangi longur tsu dile yendu ndeba mebe na trudashi jubishiris o tegarare tangi shiade tegarare
lukta. So then the lucid explanation that you will find, in the next paragraph, it says, the furthermore, the etymology for the tenets, dupta or siddhanta, is as follows. A tenet literally an established conclusion, in English, dupta, is a thesis decided upon the established, in the reliance upon the scriptures or the reasoning, and which form the perspective of one's mind, will not be forsaken for something else.
Tangi pezen ro shina. Shirebe lula ni chewang haji me se chik. Ta korang de bari, korang ta lula. Chewang haji me se de korang yu na la chewang haji me bachi sung. Sung me tuen de su su rangi samdama yina ya ta tegaran re sha. Tile pa te ya mundu, roya mundu, chewang haji mundu se ya ki ta che ne. Su su tamjaam. Tamja chibam, susu longol chuba yinza, chubarita. Ta tele gene, jawanghaya chichima yiba drubu tuba yinza, ta tadi, jawanghashi meyese yage tal charungda. Ta pijana, ta dine chigri.
So then, let's take some non-Buddhist philosophical tenets which rejects afterlife as well as the previous life. And their rejection of the afterlife and the previous life is based on what is being taught in their philosophy. So it is through studying of their own philosophy, and they understood very clearly about the meaning of this particular philosophy, and this particular thesis is decided upon the established or the reliance upon the scripture or the reasoning and which form the perspective of their own mind. And it is not actually, cannot be forsaken by anything else. That their belief system is completely established and becomes so stable. And they cannot, accept beyond that. They cannot exceed, other than, rejection of future life and previous life.
Number 30 junula jang ji yes. Launda kolani bi tamja bi la chakta. Ji ji jang ji me se tamja gyo re. Ji ji jang ji yes tamja gyo. Ja yin za ko tunda min da chalu. Ta du min da chalu.
So then you can see a difference between the Buddhist philosophical tenets and non-Buddhist philosophical tenets. The fundamental difference is one accepts the afterlife and one do not accept the afterlife. So therefore, obviously you see the contradictory, philosophical belief.
Tinigalo, Junzin Latin, Lunatin, Tamjajeres, Pena Navasanji, Changaji, USAD, Lunasumba, Ribu Duje, Yataba, Yeva Inza, Changaji Yeva de, Tamja Chetuguere, Cheva Naji, Junzin Yeva de, Lutuguires. Surely Changaji Mesa, the Koran Lunasumba Naji, Tilel Hani, Ribatamatuba. Tera lo indiba mandamba inza, tegara nga to yagu uris. Tera tindegi toni ta kaji, rindari ramina mo yon devati, pechen ro ishinda tindegi toni yungu uris. Ta rotan chikpa res.
So both of these, philosophical contenders, they have their own reasonings. Reasoning, scriptural reasoning, and as well as the actual reasonings. It is based on their own reasoning. For instance, the Buddhist philosophical tenets, philosophers accepts the afterlife is not only following the scriptural citations or the scriptural authority, but also follows the correct reasonings. It is based on that. Then they believe the afterlife, the existence of the afterlife. Similarly, someone who do not exist in future life, they have their own reasonings based on their own scriptural reasoning as well as their reasonings. So in other words, both of them, the different philosophical tenets, have their own reasons.
Oh yeah. That the digital tambo chit temba said the digital and ruin said. That in the chit temba thing, number two to what you know. To the dewa in the degree, mandewa in the car in the to what degree.
So this today we will stop here with this general explanations, completing the general explanations. And so we have a little time left, or do we have time for questions and answers? So we can take questions and answers, if you have. We can take some questions, sorry. 9 more minutes, if you have questions, you can ask questions.
Well, this is maybe getting ahead a little bit, but the introduction in this book to this section, on tenets describes that some of the tenet systems that we go over aren't really tenet systems that were specifically followed by anyone. They're sort of compilations. And so based on what you've been saying, Rinpoche, how do we understand these as someone's view? Why, if they are not really something that someone's followed specifically, they are sort of compilations of views. Are they put there and discussed here for point of completeness and argument, or are they placed here because they are things that people may have believed at one time or followed specifically? Does that make sense?
But I'm a little bit not clear. If you can,
Vaibhashika and Sotrantika, there are some tenets that maybe weren't specifically followed by anyone.
Followed by anyone?
Right. There's the 18 schools and so on, and these are they may be sort of arbitrary delineations. So how are we to understand them in the context of their belief systems?
Their belief system.
In his explanation, these are belief systems. They may not specifically have been followed by anyone. They're just.
I'm sorry, I'm still not getting it very clearly over here. Yeah, you can tell me. Yeah.
There's a lot of subtleties and variations.
Variations.
In these schools, and some of them may not really have been belief systems that someone directly followed. They are sort of pieced together, as it were, some of the tenet systems that are described, I think, in here. So how are we to understand their purpose for being described here if they may not be something that someone really actually followed?
Particular tenets? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The kashi dinalia and the dubda the kanda she dubda the namja the she on the galia the chida dubda ran again it is a middle among which you are of us to zoom on which you have been done and then the cup chilia the answer to dubda mudi che on the galia dubda mudi che on the galia the dubda cheta with the jesu down the mudi chigus and membership and the nalia the tishi among which lay on those the digay the dubda kare khuns to gore si jingan zu kande si to gore dubda di khuns to gore chera wa dubda chera wa tinde ji ge khuns to gore si jingan zu kande si to gore si ne inde ro chira sha
ane
ine nge tende ko jo sevra ding ye yabu ko ma ta pe jin tim mere song ge chaba inda ji
ta de da ku de si ja wa tam ge tunda ti ti khung re zla to ya ka bo re si ina ta ye ko rang ge ji ji de ji lam na ji lam de song ge nam ja de kande si ge du sin ju yabu cheba ina
So if you look at if you see the different ways of explanation of the tenets, the compilation of different, you know, the tenets, it doesn't necessarily be identified that particular tenets is followed by certain particular philosophical tenet system. But again, here, if you really go through a deeper understanding, then each teaching of the philosophical tenet must have the basis, path, and fruitions. And when you come to, when you go through this, you know, studies of the basis, path, and fruitions, when you analyze very carefully and study very carefully of those three things, then you will be able to understand what particular, you know, the philosophical tenets followed by this particular, explanation of the tenets. Otherwise, without going through the, you know, the explanation or the proper understanding of the basis, path, and fruition, we will not be able to distinguish what kind of philosophical tenets we are talking about. What particular philosophical tenet that we are talking about. So we will find, you know, some, you know, when we go through the teachings or the studies of the Buddhist philosophical tenets, particularly if you really go to the extensive studies of the Buddhist philosophical tenets, and then you will find, you know, an elaborate explanation of the many different kinds of Buddhist philosophical tenets, not really, you know, limiting the explanation of tenets only a Buddhist philosophical tenet, but rather they will first have all kinds of Buddhist and philosophical tenets, including non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, such as the tenets, you know, written by Changjia Rinpoche Dorje, and then there are the varieties of, you know, Buddhist philosophical tenets, the volumes of Buddhist, volumes and volumes of Buddhist philosophical tenets that really explains how the non-Buddhist philosophers, different kinds of non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, proponents, the proponents of their proponents, and all of these explanations are, you know, are really meant for understanding of the true nature of reality. Explanation, all of those you know, philosophical tenets are meant to be to understand true nature of reality. So then you will also find a varieties of the teachings given by the great Indian master Kenshin Shiwatsu, which is also known as the Shandarakshita. It's given a volumes of the Buddhist epistemology, the teachings of the Buddhist epistemology, where he gives explanation of a lot of different philosophical tenets, and all of this explanation will finally, you know, converge in the reasoning of understanding of, you know, understanding of ultimate nature of reality.
Are all the tenets, are they derived from one major teaching?
tūpdā mādā chēsāng chīk dā yōngsā tsōrō shi, tā chūngkōng tsōrō shi, kawān dēn tā kāndā chīk dēn chūngbō rā sā chīk kāndā sōngtō bō rā.
Kāndā mādā tsō chō yā.
Kāndā mādā
tsōrō shi. Kāndā tū shē yā dē tsō dā jāgā nī chūngi chān chā dē rā sā. Jāgā kī tūndā sāng jī mā phē yā ngē lā tūndā yō dē bā. Sāng jī chūng sīmbē jē lā tūndā yō nā mā mō yō dē bā dē. So that Jagan to the Janja Shigris. And at the minute, Dinana Mamu Yachogris. Yeah, to that nature is a constant and shameless.
So, although I cannot specifically say that the teachings of the philosophical Katanis come from this major source of the teachings, but the one thing that I can say is this: what I'm teaching here is the philosophical tenets, the Indian philosophical tenets, because. The explanation of this Indian philosophical tenets, the sum of the philosophical tenets are way before the Buddha's emergence, the very ancient, so we're talking about that. And then, of course, the Buddhist philosophical tenets, when it comes to the Buddhist philosophical tenets, it is after the Buddha's emergence, or the Buddhist philosophical tenets. So if you look at the overall, the philosophical tenets, it is hard to say not Buddhist philosophy, but philosophical tenets, it is hard to say that it's the major source from which these philosophies are
emerged.
So when it comes to the Buddhist philosophical tenets here, of course, it emerged after the Buddha's emergence of this human existence. And again, it is not created by someone. The tenets are not created by someone. The different philosophical tenets coming into being because of different way of accepting how things are. Based on their own acceptance, different acceptance of how things really are, then different philosophical tenets coming into picture.
Yeah,
we'll stop here with this today.
Yes.
We'll say that the dedication prayers are going on page 23 and 24, and we'll skip into auspicious wishes on page
28. Thank you.